Perform training needs assessment, TNI, and fill gaps.
Once new roles are developed and headcount per role is validated, the next step is to perform a training needs assessment, TNI, to map existing human resources to these roles to the degree possible.
The team should rely on the human resources functional area for help with this, specifically the talent development area or a similar subset. A training needs assessment involves determining skill or experience gaps in staff, which could involve needing specific new skills or needing higher proficiency in a given skill. The assessment will also evaluate whether staff can acquire the new skills through training or experience interventions within an acceptable amount of time. Roles that cannot be staffed by internal assignment or assignment plus training will require recruitment, as is discussed shortly. There will also be some individuals who do not fit the new skill sets.
Organizations need a worker displacement plan as part of change management.
This should include timely notification to displaced workers and other assistants. A training needs assessment should occur at multiple points during a project. It should be done when staffing transformation teams, because poorly qualified individuals on teams is a red flag for project failure. This process must also occur for to be roles needed during ongoing operations so people will be capable of sustaining the change. Existing staff and new hires need a talent development strategy and process, which is a function provided by human resources. This process not only supports explicit capability building for the transformation, but also is a selling point for recruitment efforts. Great candidates need to know they will be supported in their career paths. Support recruitment of new roles. Recruitment is part of talent management in the human resources domain.
Talent management includes recruitment, selection, and training. Human resources will take the lead on recruitment, but supply chain transformation teams need to support effective recruitment.
In addition to helping interview candidates, they can help with attracting top talent in hard-to-acquire roles. There can be considerable competition to acquire top qualified candidates for newer supply chain roles, such as a data scientist needed for predictive or prescriptive analytics or a translator role, a functional area expert able to interpret the supply chain impact of analytical results for stakeholders and team members who are less math savvy. Transformation teams can help communicate the importance of such positions and their competency requirements to human resources managers. Help them write job descriptions that show that the organization places high value on digital talent and skills. Help them to brand the organization, for example, as a data-driven, empowered, small team-driven, and collegiate atmosphere. Some ways to help human resources with recruitment include the following. Ensure that role descriptions use up-to-date references to technologies, programming languages, or methodologies. Provide supply chain problems to solve as an employment test. Work with human resources to help them understand what is easier versus very difficult to teach. For example, supply chain management basics are fairly easy to teach. Problem-solving skills tend to be harder to teach. Work with human resources to analyze whether it would be more cost-effective to hire seasoned professionals or to train recent college graduates for a given role. When considering such options, factor in opportunity costs that will be higher with less experienced hires, such as unsatisfied customers from poor or incomplete work or unsatisfied employees who need to work excessive overtime. Experienced but higher paid staff may be more cost-effective in the long run.